If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's going on, everyone? The time has come. It's season 15, episode 1, LA Auditions. Let's have some fun.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Such a good song.
I love this song more than anything. It makes me feel so alive.
It was the perfect way to intro season 15. Yep. So You Think You Can Dance. It is here, you guys. It seems like we just blinked and season 14 ended, but here we are. My name is Becky Sotero.
And I am Kim Davey. Nice.
Wow. What an incredible season it's going to be from what we can tell from these LA auditions.
Yep. I'm ready to rock and roll. This is me. It is inspiring. It is empowering. The judges are ready to rock and roll. And I'm definitely ready to watch some amazing dance.
Me too. And I think the dancers are ready to rock and roll.
Yep.
We are missing Teague. Teague will be at the helm here with us. And we're going to have quite a panel, quite a season. There's so much ahead. After just watching even just these LA auditions, we'll be folding into New York.
Yep.
There's just so much to be excited about.
Yes, and some really interesting acts coming through as well. Just some different ones that we haven't seen before, which is always good, particularly when we're this far into the series. Like season 15 is quite
absolutely
a lot.
Don't you feel that's going to be the theme of this season? And the judges touched on it a little bit, is that it's all about what can be brought that's brand new and unique. Yes. We've seen literally everything, and I think that's going to be just the storyline, is someone that can just cross all barriers and just show them something new.
Yep.
And that's what we saw tonight.
Yep. That's what we want to see. We're so spoiled for choice in this world these days, aren't we, with so many amazing things, and if someone can bring something new, they're definitely going to get our attention.
Oh my gosh, they are. Well, we're going to dive into week one. Oh my goodness, the auditions in LA. But first, let's talk about you for a minute, Kim. Kind of introduce everybody, since it's the first episode, what your background in dance is and why you're here.
Why I'm here. Yeah, absolutely. So, Becky, thanks. So I'm originally from New Zealand, as you can tell.
Yes, Kiwi.
And Kiwi, go Kiwis. And growing up in New Zealand, I was fully involved in dance, jazz, ballet, contemporary, musical theatre, tap, the whole shebang. Loved it more than life itself. Yeah. But in New Zealand at that time, in particular, we didn't have many opportunities in dance, and you either had to go to Australia or you had to get outside of the country. And so I wanted to pursue it, but I didn't know how. And so instead I went to law school and did that thing, because everyone says you can't make a living in the arts. And I was like really bummed about that. That wasn't cool. So after law school, 7 weeks in a law firm, quit. Absolutely hated it, went traveling, went around the world, and found all these incredible opportunities out there in the performing arts. And I was like, if only I'd known about this earlier. So I then started my own business, and it's called She Shines On Dance Tours. And we now bring dancers from New Zealand, Australia, the UK, South Africa to the States for 2 weeks, to LA and New York, and they do dance classes at the top studios, they perform at Disney, they do classes with mock auditions with agents, all this sort of stuff to help the world see that there is a dance industry out there that they can be part of and make make a living out of it. So my life is dedicated to dance. I literally eat, sleep, breathe, dream about it.
Goodness.
And this is why I'm here, because I love it so much.
That is extraordinary. Yes. My goodness. Well, you heard it here, my friends. So this is, so you're fairly new to AfterBuzz, but you are part of our dance community. She also covers World of Dance. And now So You Think You Can Dance. Oh, it's going to be such so much fun.
Yay, so much. And what about yourself?
Well,
tell us, as everyone
knows, I was on the panel last year for So You Think You Can Dance. I've been watching the show since, I mean, its inception. My all-time favorite dance of all time was Heidi and Travis's bench routine, Emmy-winning bench routine. Everyone knows that about me, but I love the variety. I love the stories behind every dancer. The show has my heart, always has. Mm-hmm. But I danced when I was in high school, was on, you know, dance captain on dance team and did all of that stuff. And then that actually led me to hockey. And I started playing hockey. I know, and I worked for the LA Kings on their ice crew. And so we didn't dance, but I got a little bit of my, you know, energized side of me out through that. So performance in general has just been such an important thing in my life. But moving into auditions, my friends, the reason why you are tuning in, the reason for the season, here we go.
What
just popped out? What performance popped out the most in your mind?
It was a combination of the first one, the girl from Ukraine, the kind of possessed, freaky, something different here in front of the face, but just her, oh my gosh, her isolations, her technique, her contractions, everything, her flexibility, just mind-blowing, like...
Well, and what did we talk about? We wanted to see something different. And even the judges were like, we got to see something different. And she came out of the gate just giving us all a little bit of an eerie, what are we about to see? Wondering if it's going to be another one of those flops. They like to give the montages of the nose. But she, you're right, just effortless. I mean, and then just like they said, the birth of dance, how she came out as sort of this, you know, dark monster and evolved into this, you know, beautiful technique-filled princess.
I'm glad they put that spin on it. Otherwise, it was quite disturbing.
Well, and it's exactly. And there's something to be said, too, about the performance level. She clearly, from beginning to end, this was not just a dance that she came out to audition with. Mm-hmm. It was a performance. And again, that set her apart. And I hope that she does well in Academy.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, provided that she's able to move across those other disciplines, then I can't see why not, because she's obviously got the technique going
on. Sure, sure. Well, which other one stood out to you?
I really enjoyed the tap and the, we'll get to it, I'm sure, but the tap.
Oh my goodness, Eddie Hoyt.
Yes. That was incredible. And just more than anything, obviously it's technique and performance, but over and above that, you can always perform and be on show for dance, but to actually show that you're truly loving it authentically and real, he was having such a great time, and I just, he's got place in my heart.
Absolutely.
Already,
and I think personality is going to take people so far. And we've seen that throughout the seasons, and it's all about personality. Yeah. I mean, of course, as a dance show, dance should be at the forefront, but America's not going to vote for you if they can't relate to you.
Absolutely.
And Eddie showed that he is relatable.
Yes.
And again, just, you know, talking about his story, and I know that we're in a culture now where people are becoming a lot more comfortable coming out and, and sharing their stories. But we have to remember that there are certain states and certain places where kids are growing up, and it can be a harder thing in a family. So I thought that was just really vulnerable, again, for him to share his story. And again, that will be relatable.
Very smart, though, because that will win the hearts.
Yes.
Absolutely. But it's interesting.
But he was so good, too.
He was so good. But just like he was talking about how, based on, you know, the religion and coming out gay, it's many people use dance as an escape mechanism, don't they? It's a way to completely just release from your mind and go from the body, and that whole saying of release the body and the mind will follow. So it's just such a therapeutic way to express yourself. And so many young dancers particularly suffer from like low self-esteem and self-confidence. And that is just a way to delve into it, be who you truly are. And that's what he's using it for.
I love that. Well, and I think that, I mean, he definitely seems, there's parts of him that seem extroverted to me, but it's funny that you say that, because I've met so many dancers who are introverts and the way that they show their personality and express themselves are through movement. And it's just such a beautiful thing. And that's why also, So You Think You Can Dance, when you see the evolution of these dancers from, you know, now till, you know, the end, God willing, you know, for them, you just see how much they've come out of their shell.
Absolutely.
And that, that's incredible. I mean, for me, the ballroom trio just stood out. I mean, Magda is, I'm team Magna all the way.
Yeah.
She is so strong. If everybody can kind of rewind with us, she auditioned with Kiki last year.
Yes.
And this year she auditioned with
Marcus
his
and
brother,
Alan.
Marcus, and then Alan. And I just could not take my eyes off her. I felt like she came back as this just Wonder Woman.
Hot, so hot. And even the outfit she was wearing was very plain, but then those like those tights and the little hot pants was just sizzling.
Magda, Magda, Magda. I am Team Magda. I can't get over her. I think she could go very, very far.
Definitely. She definitely outshone the boys, didn't she?
She did.
Yeah.
She did. I mean,
Alan did really great, and I felt a little bit sorry for Marcus because they were obviously mentioning him far more.
Sure.
But reality is key, right?
Sure.
And, but no, overall, I actually thought they'd just pick her.
Yeah, I mean, I think that also her wearing white, it's all about creative choreography and costuming. Her wearing white, our eyes are just automatically going to be drawn to her. She looked stunning. You know, I don't know. I just think the guys were definitely more supportive in that role. But I will say that I feel like choreography-wise, they were so strong. I mean, what a unique thing to audition with three. I don't think I've ever seen three people audition together. And even, you know, Vanessa and the judges were like,
there's three people?
There's three people. So, I mean, and that's a little bit of a risk because no matter what, you know, there's going to be the third person who just sort of falls off. And I think, unfortunately, that was Marcus that. I mean, they all three got a ticket to Academy, so...
Go for them.
Yay.
I was a little worried when they did come out, though, because there was three, it's like, oh, I wonder how the choreography is going to manage three people and is one person going to get left out?
Sure.
But no, they did a really good job in that.
Yeah, I felt like musicality was on point. It showcased their personality. Mm-hmm. It showcased, you know, their style. And you know, we saw the montage after their audition about ballroom. And I think this is going to be a very heavy ballroom season.
Yes.
So it could be kind of awesome to see a winner.
What happens there, though? Like, obviously, we've got Dancing with the Stars and they're starting to transition over. Like an overflow, or do you think it's just like more of an in this way because there's not as many ballroom dances?
I don't know. I think that there's just an evolution of dancers in general. I mean, I think there were years where B-boys were heavy. You know, there was a strong, heavy B-boy presence. There were past years where contemporary was heavy. I just think this is right now the period for ballroom. And I think Dancing with the Stars, success of that show. And also, you know, you can see that if you are even in the top 10, let's say the top 10 of So You Think You Could Dance and you are a ballroom dancer, you are going to be on Dancing with the Stars as a pro. I mean, it's just, think about that level.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, I even look at Magda and I'm like, that girl is going to be, whether she makes it far or not, she's going to be one. She just has that star
quality.
maker quality, you know?
That presence.
Yeah, so that gorgeous. Definitely stood up to me. But I know when we were watching, and we don't have our live chat up, you guys. We will have that starting next week. I'll probably be running that, possibly. Or one of us will be. But we want you to be involved and in be part of the show. So we'd love to hear what you have to say. But when we were watching the show, you and I were kind of on the same page about the B-boy. His name was Javen. Mm-hmm. Rated G.
Javen, rated G.
How do you feel about that? I mean, I personally just felt like it was lacking that pizzazz it should have.
I agree. I thought that when he first came out, I don't know, just his overall presence. I mean, he was good. If you saw him on the street, you'd probably stop and watch. But I was thinking, oh, this is a bit interesting because why are they showcasing this? Because it's not actually that great. Are we not going to be in for a good season? But then everyone else comes out and no, it's fine. Yeah. So, no, I thought it was okay, but I actually don't know if I would have let him through.
Yeah, I agree with Twitch as well. Like, it just felt like it wasn't quite polished. Mm. I think that it, you know, again, I think his tricks needed to be a little more, you know,
choreographed rather than just
punctuated.
One after the other.
Yes.
Emergence of flow. Yeah.
No, yeah. And I think that, you know, we've had so many strong B-boys in the competition in the past. I mean, ASAP, who was actually a panelist on the show last year, Fiction. You know, we had Legacy and Dominic, like the list goes on and on and on. But I don't know. I just kind of think like, how can he compete with that right now? However, there's all about, we love that evolution again of the dancer. So maybe he'll grow. Maybe he'll dominate the other.
Yes. I did like his attitude overall, though. He was like, you know, they asked him how was he going to be in the different styles. And to be honest, I don't know how he would be in the other styles.
Maybe he'll dominate the other styles.
Maybe he would. But he did admit it. You know, he said, I'm here to learn. So
I know. And isn't that interesting? Just in life in general, when we have an open mind to be like, I can learn. I can do this. You know, you just.
Yes.
You will dominate.
And
so.
It was super sweet how he said that he watched Twitch like 10 years ago when he was probably, 10 or 8?
Oh, my goodness.
He's like, you're my idol.
Twitch is just next level. Again, as they said at the top of the show, his life has been completely changed from this show. I mean, he met Allison, who's now his wife, and now they've got a family. It's just incredible. Yeah. But before we dive into the next portion, guys, let's talk about iTunes.
Yes.
iTunes. I know a lot of you follow us on YouTube and all that, but go to iTunes.
Like, comment,
yes.
share. Five stars, please.
Yes, comment, like, share, just get involved. We want you to be a part of our shows. Again, you can go to So You Think You Can Dance for AfterBuzz TV, and
we'll see you there.
Get involved. We can't wait. Thank you so much for that. And again, next week we'll start the live chat. We can start chatting with people and chatting with the fans. We'll want to take your questions,
and we want to see your dance moves as well.
That
right?
would be fun. We should
that would
do
be
that.
Really cool. We need a competition within.
We should do that. I think we'll add a little, like send us a video of your favorite dance moves.
And we can showcase it on the, we'll pick the best ones and we'll pop them up there.
I love it so much. Yeah, we'll talk to Tate
about
that.
And we can be our dream job, which is the judges.
Right.
Apart from the host, Kit Daly.
Yes. Oh my goodness. That sounds perfect. So we'll kind of revamp that up. And on the topic of revamping, I think we saw something a little unique this evening, didn't we? With our, how would you say it, shablam?
Shablam. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, the shablam. Yes.
Our amazing drag dancer.
He was fantastic. Yeah. Like, let's face it. The
or
shablam.
Was she fantastic?
Yeah. Oh, good question. But the shablam, what were the other moves? I wrote them down. They were hilarious.
The
jump split.
Yes.
Flying jump split.
That was the trademark move. And I love how she was like, it was right in front of the logo. I mean, personality for days. I mean, granted, we're watching... watching her dance. And I think everyone's, again, thinking, like, there's just no way that she's going to make it through.
Really? See, I was the opposite.
Did
I was
you?
Thinking they're definitely going to let her through because, hey, it's good television. But everyone's going to be watching that.
Sure. Okay, I can take it from the television side. But, again, since it's a dance show, forevermore you'll hear me on every episode that, to me, it's about the dancing. Because you don't also want to take away. And, I mean, when you get into, like, picking the top 20, they're obviously not going to be doing it for just personality or show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be about the dancing. But... Mm-hmm. I just kind of felt like, all right, here we go. It's just a show. I see her in Vegas. You know what I mean? I see her doing her own show with, her personality and wit,
Yeah. It's interesting because I'm so glad, though, that So You Think You Can Dance is a show that seriously stays true to it needs to be fantastic dance. And they don't put it through for the novelty of he's a drag queen or, tonight with the girl with one leg as well.
Yeah.
So it was.
Yes.
It's really good that they are
Taylor
respectful of you bringing your A game, but also saying no when they need to. But interesting, she got through the drag
she
queen
did.
Tonight.
Well, it's funny you say that because Nigel was like, no, and then we got the yes from Vanessa, and then Twitch got the yes, and then Mary gets the, the pressure. But I think, again, that it does prove too, and I love Twitch's comment. I don't know if anybody caught that after that vignette, but he's talking about it's a new era. It's a new...
Yes.
We are season 15. They want something new.
Yep. Yep.
So it's kind of awesome that they're taking a little bit of that medicine to heart there.
It's nice, though. It's kind of like an American Idol, Ada Vox, the big drag queen that came on and went through that. But interesting, I think Mary was purely on peer pressure. I don't think she wanted to say yes. And Twitch was just swayed by the fact that he or she had the balls to actually stand up there and say and argue and, like, fight for their cause, which I admired.
I know. I admired that, too. I think that, it'll be fun to see what happens in Academy. And we know, too, that Academy is going to be harder and heavier hitting than any other season. Yeah. I had the pleasure of Teague and I covering a little bit of the L.A. auditions.
So good.
And I got to talk to Robert Roldan, and he was saying that there are some major surprises and secrets in Academy
weeks.
Oh,
and we don't.
So I can't say anything. My lips are sealed, but there's a lot that is going to happen. And I think that's going to be a nice little shift for this season too, and really kind of put people back on their heels.
That's good.
So
we need things to spice it up for sure.
Exactly. Again, season 15 is not just about finding, a new version of the, new dancer, if you will, that can reinvent the wheel. It's also about how the show itself can kind of just keep people engaged and clinging, onto the show. And let me tell you, they're going to do it.
I'm so excited. Oh, it's not fair that you guys know.
Well, it's kind of hard, though, because we just can't talk about it. So, it's okay. We're going to be going through this adventure with all of you as well.
Perfect.
So you talked about Taylor from Alaska with the prosthetic leg.
Yes.
That was really special, though.
It was. I mean, it's interesting. I actually know a girl from back in New Zealand who had a similar thing. She was in a car accident when she was younger and lost her arm. And she's gone on to do amazing things. So I just admire... I mean, everyone does. Let's face it. Someone who is able to push through that kind of adversity in their life and stay strong in her attitude. And it just proves that attitude is key. She's inspiring. She's motivated. Mm. She's not going to let anything stop her. But to be honest and to be harsh and in a dancing show, she definitely was not up there technically at all. It was kind of like... what you'd expect to see in an average dance class at a studio. So it was a shame.
Yeah, it's also prepping and sort of allowing us to see this dancer. This dancer, that this is where she's starting, and we could see her in 3 seasons or 4 seasons. Just next level. I mean, Twitch, I think it took Twitch 3 seasons to get on the show.
Amazing how it works.
It's just unbelievable.
It's drive, people. It's dedication. It's passion.
Well, and I think they want to see that too, like coming back and being able to show, this is what I want. This is what I've worked hard for. Yeah. And I found her story so compelling, you know, and you're right. It was definitely more, you know, amateur. But I also think, like, gosh, she was dancing on one leg, you know, like how many of us could do that? But I also think there's something to be said about the fact that I almost wonder, and not to hide it, but I do wonder if maybe there was a way where she was wearing pants or something, because our eyes are automatically going to go to this, like, stiff leg where the foot's not pointed. And
that's a good
point. I know that seems odd, but I just think, especially, you don't want to put that on showcase that she's missing that leg. Like, let the rest of her, you know, body speak for itself.
Yeah.
And then maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe technology will get to a point where she, you know, could point her foot. Yeah. Imagine. Is that weird? I was thinking that.
No, because that's so funny, because I was literally thinking the same about the pointing in any way.
Yeah.
But about the pants, yes and no, because then we would think, oh, she's got a weird, what's going on with her leg? Underneath?
Well, but wouldn't you think, you're right. But wouldn't you think that the, like, judges would already be tipped off? And if they, since they did the teaser, we already know that she's missing the leg. So I think that almost, like I said, that can work in her advantage if they, you know, if they're doing the teaser, kind of telling us what had happened and then seeing. So just my thought. And I mean, it'll be exciting to see. Like she said, she's going to come back even stronger. So maybe
a couple years, maybe.
Couple years, yeah.
Stick with it. It's the name of the game. What is it? You fail, you get up, you fail, get up, fail harder, get up.
Oh, man.
It's the way to life.
We can all relate to that.
Yes, we can.
We can all relate to that. And I mean, speaking of coming back stronger, Miss Alexis Gilbert from Riverside, everyone can follow her story. She was one of our favorites last year in auditions. Do you remember her?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, just today, I was just, first thing I noticed was the leotard. I'm just loving that leotard for a start.
She looked
gorgeous.
Fierce.
Slick. Makeup was on point. Everything looked beautiful. Yeah. And it's important because, as we know, as a dancer, we have to be well manicured, visually
polished.
Visually polished, and she's got the whole package, absolutely, and I hope she goes so much further this time.
Oh, me too.
She
love
wants
her.
It so
well, she's
bad.
A local. It's so true. You know, again, she came out last year so strong. I mean, one of the strongest contemporary dancers.
Yeah.
And I really thought that she was going to make it. I mean, she, as we know, just kind of a little recap in case people didn't follow last season. She got to the final group of Jenna's team. So Jenna ended up, you know, eliminating her before she got into the top 20. But she talked about in her on the show that she had such a huge fan following, and even that in itself speaks volumes.
Like,
and again,
10 million on that video.
She didn't even have to get into the top 20, and she has this fan following. It just proves how incredible the fans are on this show.
Yay.
You know?
Yes.
It's just so good. But she came back fierce. She came back showing how bad she wanted it. And I'm just excited to see how she does. I think that they're going to highlight her quite a bit. I think that, I mean, it'll be a miracle she doesn't make it through. So.
I know, definitely. But she's got great, I mean, she's still got stunning technique and a really amazing flexibility, doesn't she?
Sure.
And
control. Did you know? And as a contemporary dancer?
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you. I was just thinking control.
Those abs, baby. It's all about the abs.
Yes.
And she, I think more than anything, has just got the overall package. She's someone you want to see win because she's got the personality. She's got the confidence.
Right.
And the fact that she didn't get perturbed or put off by last time, and then she's coming back with just such an awesome positive attitude. I always love that about dancers.
Oh, my goodness. It's just so good. And I mean, I love that her parents were there supporting her, and
but they didn't have to drive very far, so.
I know, right? Well, and I don't particularly, do you know what her dance background is? I think she went to California. Somebody let us know next week, but I think she went to a local California school, and she's just been dominating. So locally.
Great.
So again, she just proved herself and just came back a little bit more of a woman. You know,
yes,
I can appreciate
grown up.
That.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh my goodness, so much going on. And then, oh man, what else do we have to talk about? We've talked about everybody, but we haven't talked about the battle between Eddie and Twitch. Okay,
that was cool.
This I want to talk about because he, I mean,
the fact.
It just gives me chills. I felt like that was already like a So You Think You Can Dance competitive routine.
Firstly, I always want to know, maybe I'm so super gullible, but I always want to know whether those are pre-prepared.
Sure.
But Twitch did look super like, what? You want me up there now? Yeah. Okay. So he gets up there, and I mean, he's just such an amazing mover. Just his isolations and everything. He's just so quick. So strong, isn't he? But I thought that it's Eddie. Hello, celebrity right next to me. I'm on live filming right now, and he brought his A game. He did.
Well, I mean, just kind of circle back to his audition. His audition, musicality, check. Oh. You know, the tapper vibe, check. The confidence, check. The personality, check. The technique, check. Like, all of his, you know, his taps and even just the small little nuances that he created. I mean, I love, by the way. Yes, yeah. And Nigel giving him a standing ovation for his first audition. That's such a special moment. But I think, like you touched on, it's such an important part of, you know, a dancer to be able to do it on a dime. And I do not feel like that was pre-planned. I just don't. I think that they both were put on the spot. And again, like Twitch, I mean, it doesn't surprise me Twitch can do that. I'm sure he and Allison have battles in their house or something.
I just always used to remember in dance class when I was younger, like when you had to do your impromptus for exams and things, it was always like, oh, what? I have to make it up myself?
Right.
But today, it's all about making it up yourself, isn't it? So Corey comes so much quicker to dances.
Well, I think it's funny too, because not funny, but it shows the quality of dancers we have. Yeah. Every single one of these dancers choreographed their routines themselves.
Yeah.
So again, we're going to be seeing that throughout these auditions. You know, if you're auditioning for this show at this level, you should be at a level where you're choreographing your own material.
Like, I don't want to do my own. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with having having something choreographed for you, but I just think it proves themselves as artists. Yeah.
And it also helps them for their careers as well, because everyone knows you've only got generally a certain lifespan as a particular dancer. And if you were to get injured, can choreograph, well, that's a whole new, and teach obviously as
right.
well.
And I mean, we see that all the time. I mean, so many dancers, when they pass their prime at 25, isn't that just...
It's not 25. My sister's a professional dancer. She's still going. She's 31.
Good. Yes. Okay. There's hope for the 30s.
Yes.
But yeah, I definitely think that it just shows your level of artistry. And man, Eddie and Twitch, you guys, you need to chat with us and tell us what you think about that, and we'll follow up with it next
There's something
week.
Always special about tap dancers. I think it's because it's probably, I don't know if the stats on this, but when most dancers start, they sort of do jazz, ballet, sort of hip hop, and tap seems to be a very specialized path, and not everyone can do tap. Like, you really need to learn the skill set of tap. Because I used to remember when I first started, you know, it's all ballet and jazz is all up, and to get down on your knees for tap was hard. So
yes, and until Gabby won, we didn't really see a tapper dominate in this competition. Exactly. So he would be...
amazing skill set to have, and not all dancers can do it. So
not at all. I mean, do you find it harder? This will be a fun poll to actually ask people when we're up and running. Do you find it harder to go from contemporary ballet to hip hop, or hip hop b-boy to contemporary, you know, jazz, that avenue?
That's so funny. I can't speak from the going from the hip hop to the contemporary. I can speak from the I could never do the hip hop. Like, let's be serious. Jazz and the ballet and the musical theater and all that kind of stuff. Absolutely.
Right.
It just depends on your vibe and your swag and what you're into, I think. What do you think?
I mean, for me personally, it was a lot harder to get into hip hop, you know.
Getting down, girl.
Hip hop slash, the breaking. I mean, I do love club dancing, which is also a freestyle type of dancing, but I feel like it's so much harder to go from that structured discipline technique style of dance to just being like, just loose. More so just feeling it. It's like, You Think You Can Dance has brought, I mean, I look at Fiction, like, he was, you know, he wasn't obviously, he went from the other side. He went from the b-boy side to dominating all aspects. But I just think that it's typically, I don't know, again, we'll hear what the people say, but I think it'd be so much harder to go at this level.
From the hip hop and stuff to the...
No, from you know, the more technical, the more contemporary to the other side than the other way, yes.
That's interesting. So, because I have had that experience trying to go to the hip-hop, but I actually also think if you haven't had the technique base, that's so hard. You
absolutely. Can't fake that ever. Yes, and that's why I'm saying it's like you have to be able to pick up technique and have that ability to pick up, you know, and learn quickly that, or you have to be able to turn that off and become like...
Loose. Let it go. Let it down. Let that hair
down. Yes, let the hair. Well, and just feel it in your body, which sometimes I feel like some of the best hip hop dancers are just, it's in their innate, it's literally flowing in their blood. Yes. And I feel like you kind of have it or you don't.
Yes.
Because I've tried hip hop and I just feel a little like, I'm just a little
uncomfortable,
stiff.
Uncoordinated.
You know, I don't know. I'm just better at the technique,
For sure. So. But I I've seen some amazing performances with the juxtaposition of the ballerinas and the full tutus on the point with hip hoppers.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love that contrast together. It's
me
amazing.
Too.
Amazing.
But I mean, that's part of the exciting thing about this show is we see
the
crossover so much. And even, I will say, ballroom. I mean, it's think about going from ballroom to like a gritty tappy nabs routine. You know, like how.
Tappy nabs?
Yeah, or nappy tabs.
I love
tappy
that. Nabs.
I'm switching it up since we're switching it up, right? But nappy tabs. Yeah, I definitely like, I think about what that would be like to go from, I mean, like, you know, Magda doing her ballroom, you know, into a nappy taps. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
It's tough. That's why we have these shows and work out who are the ones that can actually make it happen and who deserve to win.
Oh my goodness. You can say that again, sister.
My
goodness. Well, my friends, let's talk about predictions. I mean, we have an entire season.
I know
that we haven't really seen much, but I think that maybe let's talk more about what we want to see since we've followed up.
Ooh. And now,
I whistle this.
I like this.
You're a UFO in space.
Right? So, yeah, let's talk about what we think we might see, what we'd like to see, what would just really amp up our experience this season since we've seen so much.
It's so tough, isn't it? I mean, we keep saying we want to see something different 15 seasons in. I don't know. I feel like I've seen classes happening here in LA all the time at Edge and Millennium and IDA. And it all, for me, just comes down to the show. All the performance.
Wait,
element.
Let's talk about that. So you take current classes at
these places? On the tours that we have, we're always at all the studios and all the classes.
So do you get to see some of these dancers?
Everything.
You know,
and all the different styles.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, the level in most of the classes is just phenomenal. And
especially at Millennium. If you guys don't know, Millennium Dance Complex in LA is next level.
Yeah, and as well as Edge and, I mean, IDA as well, have some incredible classes at nights. But just the energy and the celebrities that are taking classes all the time in these places.
Doing master classes and workshops.
Workshops, and then privates. Natalie Portman the other day doing a little private tap at Edge just comes in, pulls down the shutter. Just the same height as us. Hey, hon, how are you?
Yeah, I love that.
It's so fun. But no, I just think for me, I want to feel moved.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can have a fantastic performance, mm-hmm. as we all know, amazing technique and stuff, but it's the heartfelt. It's the one mm-hmm. that is experiencing something.
Mm-hmm.
Like whether it is complete despair, whether it is sadness, mm-hmm. Whether it is complete joy, I want to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Dance is all about performance. It is sharing, not showing. It is mm-hmm. love. I want to connect with someone on that level.
Yeah, I definitely want to piggyback off of that. And I think for me, I want to see also the choreographers step it up, if that's even possible. Because
what are you asking?
I know, Becky? Because we literally have the best choreographers in the world on this show.
Yep.
But when I say step it up, I almost mean challenge the dancers to a totally different level.
You're hard.
I know. But I mean that in the most like positive way. Like challenge them in a way that steps them even further out of their barrier, because that will also allow that feeling, that journey, if you will, in their dancing.
The literal struggle, like, I'm dying here.
Yes. Because I think there's something to be said about when you are learning a dance and maybe, you know, even if it's you're the best hip hopper in the world, you're Twitch and you're learning hip hop, you know, and, you know, it doesn't matter. I want to be able to see you be pushed to a different level. So I think it just means that relationship between the choreographer and the contestants,
mm-hmm.
finding a way to just take it to that next level and really challenge them,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see, again, a really strong, you know, ballroom dancer or mm-hmm. contemporary dancer just cross new barriers, you know? I would love to, see, like, even talk about Travis. Travis just dominated his season as well, and he was a contemporary dancer, and I mean, we see that all the time, but you know, I love the story of seeing a dancer that looks completely transformed. You know, if we have if there's a b-boy in the top, you know, 20 or even in the top 5 or top 10, I just want to see them do, you know, a dance, you know, a Viennese waltz, and be like, wow, that looks like something that's their genre.
Yes,
you know, I just,
and I mean, let's be real, the amount of time that they have to prep in between
like 4 days.
Exactly. Yeah. But there's a lot you can accomplish in 4 days as well. And they're always training at like IDA, and they're having classes. We're watching rehearsals for the shows in the past years. It's amazing what you can accomplish when you're in that immersive environment, eh?
Sure.
So I often think, like, how cool that would be in any other aspect of life. Like,
I was just going to say, I kind of don't
camp
feel, yeah, I kind of don't feel bad for them because they like you just said, they are immersed
and
into
it's
this
free
for
training, like,
weeks.
Amazing. After the show, whether you make it or not, you just change and you should be going into auditions and smashing it because
absolutely.
You've had
well, and I think that's what this is about too. Is these dancers knowing that when they hit the live shows. They've already won the lottery, you know. Yeah. And I love, again, like Twitch said, you know, this show will transform your life. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that even means at all, as we can tell, it has nothing to do with winning it. I mean, I look at
wife, children.
Perfect example. Ivan from season 2, who danced Sexy Love with Allison, which to this day is my number 2 favorite. He is Justin Timberlake's, one of his best backup dancers ever. I actually saw this Justin's concert twice, you know. Don't judge, but I'm a huge NSYNCer. Saw Justin's concert twice, and I'm not even joking you. I could not take my eyes off Ivan.
Awesome.
Ivan is next level. And again, I think he got kicked off like 6th, you know. And my point is, it's proof that it does not matter at all how far you get.
No.
If you made it to the live show, just take every bit of like every just literal drop of you know of education and experience and just. Run with it.
And then obviously milk that in your career as well for your self-promotion, your social media, or your resume stuff. I mean, you guys have got to use this thing.
Yes.
It's like it's a strategic move to come on a show like this, isn't
sure.
it? It's not really just about winning at
not
all.
At all.
It's about obviously gaining, as we're mentioning, the contact with these amazing masterclass choreographers, incredible choreographers, and obviously the following from the social media, but also the fact that you can collect everything in your toolkit and then take it, and it was all free. I keep emphasizing free, but let's face it, in a dancer's world, you are doing what you love, and if you're not booking jobs, you've got to make ends meet. So to be able to get class for free and be part of this and then take that on and utilize it
and learn from people
Mia Michaels is my all-time favorite.
No,
I love her more than anything in this world.
Well, I mean, even Mandy Moore. I mean, just Emmy award winning list of choreographers just goes on and on. And that's why I say too, like, this is not about like pushing necessarily them to the next level, but it's that collaboration between them and the contestants. I just really want to see something so new and unique.
Yes.
And I mean,
great.
They'll do it. They'll
contacts
do it.
As well, like joining the show and being immersed with these choreographers and them getting to know you.
Yeah.
So then later on for different auditions,
huge.
Obviously you're already in, they know you.
Huge. It's about personality
strategy.
Too. I mean, showing, and we don't see this. I mean, sometimes we see the BTS, but we don't see how much, you know, the interaction is between them with the judges and with the choreographers and everyone and people that they may not think, you know, are watching. And there's so much to be said about that work ethic.
Yes.
So, and
well, Alexa's,
you know,
coming back just tonight. They're all giving hugs to the judges, so they really do get to know them.
Oh my goodness.
For sure.
I just, Alexis, let's go. You know, but either way, she's got her fan base for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're going to be in for such an enormous treat. As we saw the teaser, we've got a little bit more of LA next week.
Yes, very much.
And
yeah.
then I believe we got a couple weeks of New York City. What do you
start
think
spreading.
I know. Is it going to sing for what do you think we're going to see in New York?
Well, obviously New York just in general is generally hugely technical, isn't it? Overall.
Yes.
New York seems to be more technical.
However, I feel like we're going to see a lot of our B-boy hip-hop will come out of New York.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe some ballerinas would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
But more of the musical theater. I love, obviously Broadway being right there. New York, spending a lot of time between LA and New York like I do for the dance. Just in a nutshell, I see New York as hardcore technical dancers, and I see LA as very obviously commercial.
Sure.
I just feel like in New York, LA's going to hate me for this, but they work so much harder in New York. I don't know what it is. It's whether it's the condensed area and massive people around it, but I don't know. I want to see more ballerinas. Actually.
I think that, and that's so interesting you said that, because I feel like I agree with you on so many levels. In LA, you're right. It's so much more about like getting that next job. Whereas in New York, it's like it's their breath of life.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's just
the hustle and the pace.
It's like an underground thing. Like you just work. It's
work
grit.
The boards. We've got Broadway right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Technical, technical, technical. I mean, all the classes, the ballet companies, Elvin Ailey, everything happening.
Oh, sure.
So good. I love that.
That's going to be exciting to see what we see.
And just amazing that we're so lucky to have these types of shows these days.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I know we've had it for 15 seasons, but when I said back in the day in New Zealand, there was nothing. And now just constantly there's more opportunities. So anyone that's wanting to be a dancer, it is absolutely possible as long as you've got the technique and the skill and you've got the drive, mindset and passion to make it happen.
I agree. But I do feel like it's hats off to So You Think for being the pioneer in that, because Dancing with the Stars is more about the star, and obviously these other shows, but where do these other shows get their dancers?
Exactly.
They get it from So You Think.
Yep.
A World of Dance. There's been competitors, that cross over.
Tabs pulling over. Yeah.
Exactly. So I think it's interesting to really look at, the crossover and that it all started with this show right here. So it's going to be a great season, my friends. Just a little news about it. Teague and I will hopefully be covering the live shows.
Great.
So just something to put your mind on. We're going to be changing the live taping to Tuesdays. I know it's Monday.
Yes.
We're not messing you up, but we are going to have this taping on Tuesdays starting next week. So stay in touch about the time change on that. And it's going to be really great to start interviewing. And obviously, Kim, you'll be coming with us too, whenever you can do that. But interviewing the contestants, interviewing the choreographers, the judges, as you guys know from last season, it'll just be so great to kind of get some BTS and bring that to you guys, the fans.
Because what is your favorite part about interviewing the contestants? What do you learn there in person versus what we see on TV?
Well, I'm a huge fan of asking questions that are sort of off the wall, off topic, because it allows the fans to get to know them. We see, the packages that they create for the dancers. We kind of see who they are as dancers. We see their dance ability on the show. But I like to dig deep and
who
be like,
are you really? What's your deal?
Talk about their inspirations. Talk about what their struggles were and make them relatable to the fans. Mm-hmm. So I like to create that kind of relationship. And we see them each week. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I will say even when Logan, when he and Allison were eliminated last year, I almost cried because it's like you just get to know these contestants and you see their heart.
And you can feel it.
But it's just such a blessing to be able to see what they're like behind, kind of more behind the scenes and see them, in that state. So that's going to be really fun to get to know them and bring that to the fans. So yay! Keep in touch with us. We can't wait to be with you every Tuesday night. Thank you for joining in tonight. My name is Becky Sotero. You can find me on all social media at Becky Sotero.
Oh, Becky, you're awesome. And I'm Kim Davey. You can find me on all my social media at Kim Davey Live. Yeah. It's been so cool doing this.
Such a pleasure, Kim.
I can't wait to start this
You guys,
with you.
This is the first time we've met tonight. So this is such a cool thing.
Like, what's your life story? Well, we kind of know now.
We're
going to get to know more.
We do. And you'll be hearing our life story as well, everybody. And such a pleasure. We will see you next Tuesday. Keep dancing. Keep smiling. Love life.
Awesome. See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.